It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Andrew Pichet, we are back with you. As promised, talking about Penn State's depth chart in 2018, the running back position. This is just the second part of a series where we're looking at the depth chart. So you can tune in for a while yet. We're going to be looking at this for a while, offense, defense, every spot. I think it's a good time to do it in advance of spring practice.
What did you guys do the first
quarterbacks.
Week? Oh, quarterbacks
is the hardest one to do because you have your starter. You have your usual talking
You have the points. Lion.
Yeah.
You have the Lion.
You have the
there.
Lion. Yeah, you have Tommy Stevens, who is the Lion. For a while yet, anyway, and that's one of the big talking points there is what's happening with Tommy Stevens.
Right.
Running backs, you have the talking point, which is for the first time in 3 years, you're looking for a new workhorse there. Saquon Barkley did so much, obviously, for the program. One of the biggest physical freaks in college football. You saw him impact the game in every single way. You know, in 2017, it was more like, you know, in special teams and as a decoy and having defenses address that and have to focus a lot of energy both during the week and in the game to slowing him down and taking their chances with everybody else. The question now when it comes to this offense and this position is now what? You know, what does the offense do? Where does it go without that sizable threat there? They've got athletes all over the place, though.
Correct.
So I don't have a lot of concerns. It'll just be a different feel and a different look, obviously, without Saquon.
Yeah, there's two things that are going to be missed about Saquon Barkley. You can make a laundry list for him. The two that will stand out to me are the durability of him. Mm-hmm. He could, I mean, think about it. 3 years, what did he miss? A game and a half? You know, he obviously, you know, had a little nag here and there, but he was so durable.
Early in his freshman season or midway through his freshman season, you started to have questions about his durability, right? Because he just, it's the position,
banged up,
it's football.
Up.
You're going to get banged up at certain times. But in 3 years, the grand scheme, yeah,
durability.
For durability sure.
And football maintenance. Did he put the ball on the ground?
Yeah, that's the unbelievable thing.
That's the unbelievable thing. Football, you know, football maintenance is taking care of the rock. Trace has become, you know, massively better at not putting the ball up in a difficult and putting the ball at risk. Did Barkley hardly ever? I mean, I can't remember the ball going on the ground in 17. Hardly. I don't think I can recall where he even put the ball on the ground. I mean, I remember him missing that one screen pass, and then he had the bobble catching the ball. But ball security,
yeah.
I mean, he was a wizard. So I think those are two things among the 27 things you're going to miss about Saquon Barkley that you need to put behind you. But going forward, you have to look at, A, he was durable, and B, his ball security was impeccable. And that, to me, is going to have – you cannot – count on that across the board every year and look at it your running back position that way. So let's start there as a good starting point.
Well, and the more you talk about Saquon Barkley, you feel like everything you can say about him you've already said, and you feel like everything is known, but you add the ball security to the size, the 40, the acceleration, the receiving, the blocking, the off the field. It's hard to think of
great
a better pure prospect for the next level than Saquon Barkley. I know it's all obvious at this point, but there's stuff that you probably have taken for granted, like the ball security. And that's one of the areas where you're going to see a stark contrast before we see Miles Sanders really get into that workhorse role. You're going to have questions about whether ball security is going to be an issue or not, because that's one of the things, you know, 2 years on campus, I was a little dissatisfied with how much we saw of him, but part of that was a ball security thing.
Part of it was a ball security thing. Part of it was you literally can't get Saquon off the field. A, because Saquon's that durable and doesn't get banged up. And B, he's having that much of an impact as time went on, especially this past season. In 16, it was more he's impacting the game. In 17, everybody else is impacting the game because they're choosing to take him away.
But listen,
I just don't think Miles Sanders ever got to be comfortable, has been ever given the opportunity to perform and be comfortable for in his own skin. He's immensely talented.
Yeah.
He was the number one running back, five star, number one rated running back by some services for a reason. And I think, at least in my eyes, towards the end of last year, you finally saw a flash. Like, you kind of expected it on kick returns right out of the gate, right?
Yeah.
It didn't happen because he wasn't ready.
Yeah.
And that's a very long shadow, the 26 casts. And the more he got in games that were like, for that brief thing, I think he was pressing to try and be that player, that impact player. And he kind of grew up a little bit, I think, even in his limited touches, that he just, instead of trying to make it happen, he started to let it happen. And that's when you started to see him flash a little bit. And I'm very excited to see him, you know, sort of as the man.
Yeah.
Because I think he is immensely talented and capable of being a horse. In not the same way that Barkley was a horse, but a horse for his own course. And I think I'm very excited to see him be able to breathe and play football at the same time to a degree. And part of it was a self-inflicted wound on his part.
Yeah. I said something pretty similar when we were talking about Miles from a recruiting standpoint. We did a recruiting series last week. We'll do that later this week as well. Was that rhythm, you know, especially when what you're describing as, you know, feeling the pressure to do something big every time you touch the ball, which I think is pretty common among young players, especially at that position, but never really knowing, okay, I got a touch here. I have no idea if my next touch is coming next game, next play,
right,
whatever. And I think there's something to be said. Some guys more than others. I think some guys are more capable of understanding that they're going to be in spot duty, they're going to stay in that moment, blah, 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 that kind of thing. I think Miles Sanders wasn't ever really fully comfortable in that not knowing. I think he's going to be a rhythm back. I think 100% he's going to be a rhythm back. I think when he knows what his role is, and his role is to touch the ball 20 times a game, and he knows that, everybody knows it, it's going to benefit him and the offense immensely. And I still believe, you know, I don't think there's any reason he only got 31 touches last year, 31 carries last year. I don't see how that, you know, you're blowing enough people out that you should get Miles Sanders more work. That's just what I've thought, and I would say the same thing about 25 carries as a freshman. There's stuff that went into it. I get it. But how is he only going to touch the ball 31 times? I don't really understand that. I don't think I ever will. But I think that Penn State people have a feeling what they have in Miles Sanders. I still think they have no idea how good he can be. He's been in the state of Pennsylvania, in the Pittsburgh area. You know, I got to know him a little tiny bit during the Big 33 game and see what he's capable of doing as a receiver too.
Yes.
And that's one thing. You're going to miss Saquon Barkley as a receiver, but I think Miles Sanders is so much better than you've seen on film.
The 31 touches this year were for a reason, that he was not comfortable for the most part of the year as the backup. In that second/third role, why would you put the ball in his hands and trust him when he hasn't earned the trust himself? Now, I say that in the end of the year, that's why I think there was a big transition step for him. Even in those still limited touches, he flashed. Right, whenever they gave him the ball as a freshman, a little bit of flash maybe against Rutgers in that one game, but nothing on kick returns. Nothing real special, but I think in the end of the year, despite the limited touches, there was there it is. Okay, now I see it. You started to see the game slow down in front of him. I just think he's set up to be perfectly fine as your number one RB in this offense with all they've got around him.
Okay, so he's number one. Yep. I think that, you know,
no doubt about it.
There's no doubt about that. The question is, and I, you know, it's maybe not for the overall health of the offense, not a bigger question, but who's number two? What's that depth chart look like? What has Journey Brown been doing behind the scenes? Because I do get a sense, and maybe part of it, you know, you see Andre Robinson leave, for example. I do get a sense that Journey Brown has impressed the coaches, and that high octane speed is always going to be part of a big part of what he does. So I'll be interested to see what he does and whether he can or can't hold off a guy like Ricky Slade for that backup position.
To be honest with you, durability, we talked about it earlier in this segment. Don't expect the same durability out of Miles Sanders that you got out of Saquon Barkley. That's just an unrealistic expectation at the position, to be honest with you.
And if the coaches understand that and they Correct. Believe the same thing, you're going to see more of the rest of the guys.
You're going to see – I think you're going to see all three of these guys, to be honest with you. And I think some – they hope it's always out of choice. It might be out of necessity. I mean, Ricky Slade's not coming till June, correct? He's yes. not going to be there right. till June. So no spring drills, summer, and camp. You know, five-star stud running back. Do you make him your number two? I don't know if they'll make the depth chart clean. I wouldn't be surprised.
We never really knew if Andre Robinson or Miles Sanders, looking back 2 years ago, correct. Was who is the number two.
Correct. I think it wouldn't surprise me in first, in second snaps go to Mark Allen. The X factor to me is Journey Brown.
Yeah.
Who is this dude? Like, okay, you know he's fast. You know he's pretty good at the running back position. He was a preferred walk-on, or was he a scholarship?
He was a scholarship, yeah.
Okay, he was a scholarship, but it was like – it was a tweener. It was like he was preferred walk-on. They weren't sure they were going to scholarship him, but he eventually became – the thing is with him is he did not play great competition in high school. Right? So what's he look like on the really big field now? But all indications, if you're getting some read the tea leaves stuff from James and the coaches, then you're kind of, you know, you kind of know that this kid's part of the equation as well. I think it's Miles Sanders and then 2A, 2B, and 2C, because I really think all four of them will see time in the first five games in some way, shape, or form. And Penn State would prefer it to be out of choice, not out of necessity. But I still think the running back position is solid. I mean, if you have Miles Sanders and Ricky Slade,
yeah,
or you're 1-2, I mean, okay, so Georgia might be a little better than at the position yeah. than that. But that's got to be top 10 in the country in terms of overall talent.
Not as proven, that's the thing. But what you have, just to recap the collection there, Miles Sanders, north-south runner with some wiggle. And I think that's different than what Saquon did. Ricky Slade, more of that acceleration, the juke, the open field kind of make guys miss with some stuff that's going to end up on highlight reels. Journey Brown, sprinter speed. Mark Allen, just that jitterbug kind of player who's got, you know, more experience than the rest of these guys. So it's an interesting group. I think you do have upside. I think you do have depth. I don't care that, you know, the transition from Saquon to Miles Sanders is going to be, I think in the grand scheme of things, it's going to be overstated. We'll see about that. All right, we're taking a little break here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Taking a few minutes. We're going to come back buy or sell. We're going to put Andy on the spot right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.